This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day. It's Father Tom and Anthony today. All that the Father gives to me will come to me, and no one who comes to me will I ever reject. For I have come down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. And it is the will of him who sent me that I should lose nothing, that you, I should lose nothing of what he has given me, but that I should raise it up on the last day. The Father gave you to Jesus. Oh, yes, that was the gift of the Father to Jesus. You, all that the Father gives to me will come to me. Oh, our faith is Christ-centered. I remember being in class in the seminary, and the professor called me out and said, Tom is spirit-centered. I said, oh, no, I'm not. The Spirit always brings us to Jesus. When he comes, he will witness to me, the Scripture says. I am not spirit-centered. I am Christ-centered, filled with the Holy Spirit by the grace of God. Are you filled with the Holy Spirit today? Filled to overflowing. I don't care how you feel. Have you received the great baptism of the Holy Spirit? Oh, Jesus says, it is better for you that I go away. For if I go away, I will send you the Holy Spirit. Have you received the great baptism of the Holy Spirit? The experience of Pentecost. That's what the church needs today. The experience of Pentecost. And I will tell you, there is a cost in Pentecost. It will cost your whole life, but you know what? It's worth it, because you will see things that nobody else sees. You will do things that nobody else does. You will go places that nobody else goes. Oh, yes, the wonderful Holy Spirit who magnifies the name of Jesus. Oh, on the day of Pentecost, what did Peter say? He was filled with the Holy Spirit. This Jesus, whom you crucified, God has sent to be both Lord and Messiah. Have you been filled with the Holy Spirit? You've got to be thirsty. You've got to be hungry. You've got to want that more than anything else, to be filled with the Holy Spirit. What did Jesus say? Go into the city and pray until you are filled with the Holy Spirit. What city? Jerusalem. Go into the city of Jerusalem and pray. How long did they pray? 9 days. There's your novena. 9 days of prayer. They didn't have any idea what was going to happen, but they were hungry and they were thirsty and they prayed. Is the church hungry and thirsty today that we will pray for the coming of the Holy Spirit? You see, people are afraid of the Holy Spirit. You want to know why? Because our will be crucified with Christ, and the Holy Spirit's will bring us to Jesus Christ. People want their own will, not me. Because if I have my own will, you know what? I see nothing. Nothing happens. You've got to give your will over to the Lord Jesus Christ. You've got to give your life over to the Lord Jesus Christ, and you'll see things that nobody else sees. You'll do things that nobody else does. This is real, very real.
And the Holy Spirit, he allows us to just live in divine union with Christ, that we are not living outside of Christ, but we're living in Christ, and we're just abiding with Jesus. We're not striving. We are just living with him. We got back from the Holy Spirit cruise in the Gulf of America. Father didn't get to go down the zip line. There was no zip line on the boat. He said he's waiting for heaven. But the whole ship was filled with the glory of God. Before we got on the ship, we did a prayer that angels lined from the front to the back on every side of the ship. And you could feel the tangible presence of God upon the ship. And the Holy Spirit, he conveys to you not only the love of God, but the thoughts of God. We had on the ship to open our spiritual ears, and we prayed in tongues, and we held our hands over our ears, and we said, Lord, speak to us your will. And as our ears opened spiritually when we were on the boat, the Lord told me, Anthony, we were going to the island, and he said, there's two people on the island I'm going to send you to. You'll know who they are. And you know what? In my flesh, I kind of wanted to ignore the Holy Spirit. I was like, God, I'm on vacation. I just want to relax. But with God, there's no vacation. There's no breaks. Every moment, every second, God has divine appointments with you. And he has a divine life where you're in divine union with God. But the thing is that we don't have to strive. We just abide with God. As I went upon the island, I wasn't looking for two people. I wasn't looking for witnesses. I was just sitting with Jesus, looking at the ocean, telling him I loved him, going in the waves, telling him, Lord, I love you in this weather. I love you in the sun, in the warmth of the sun. I love you in the ocean. And if I was in Boston, I would have said, I love you in the snowstorm, Lord, and every snowflakes, and I love you from heaven. But the Lord put on my heart to go try some of the local food. So I went to try oxtail because that's what they recommended. And when I went to a stand, I was going to just grab some and take it back to the beach. And when I went to the stand, the lady said, we just ran out, go over here. And as I was going to buy it, the woman said, sit in the chair. I said, okay, yes, ma'am. And I sat. And this woman was from Cuba, and I started telling her about Jesus. And I said, maybe this is the woman. But as we sat, a man came from Colorado, and he just sat right across from me. And I just knew the Lord sent me for him. And he told me that he grew up knowing God, but now he has a guru, and he does yoga, and he has all this mysticism knowledge. And I sat them, and I let him talk. But I filled him with truth. I filled him with the love of God. I didn't disagree. I let him speak, and then I just spoke the truth. And I said, I want to bless you because God has sent me from Boston to the Cayman Islands because he's been looking for you, and he has more for you. And as we blessed him, he gave his life to the Lord. And then I went back, and as I sat on the ocean, I wasn't looking for person number two. And this is what I used to do. I would go, and I would look, and I would strive. But Jesus wanted me to testify so we know we don't need to strive. We just abide in God. And when we are in divine union with God, God brings everyone in front of us. We were leaving the island, and I said, Lord, maybe it was just this one person. And we were on the cab getting ready to go back to the boat. And we were waiting for it to fill up. And I saw this woman from Jamaica just sitting right outside the cab window. And I was like, that's her. And you know, the cab locked from the inside. And something in me was like, you can't get out of this boat. But I mean, the cab. But I said, through God, all things are possible. And I found out how to jimmy it from the inside. And this woman's watching me trying to break out of the cab. I think they have it locked so no one escapes without paying. But I did it, and I walked right up to her. I think she was a little taken aback. But I said, hi. You know, God, Jesus has been talking to me, and he loves you, and he has a plan for you. And I don't know what it is, but God just wants me to relay his heart to you that he sees you. And she had been there from Jamaica, and she has no family, and she was lonely. She'd been going through a hard time. But we asked Jesus to come into our heart, that the Holy Spirit filled her, that the glory of God touched her. And that was it. And you know, now it's up to God. But here's the thing. This is the gift of the precious Holy Spirit, that the Holy Spirit, it unites you to the Jesus, who unites you to the Father, but it takes away all striving. It takes away everything that God, I'm outside of God, and I need to reach and I need to grasp. No, I'm living in this place of divine union where the Father's beating in my heart. Jesus is flowing in my blood. The Holy Spirit is breathing in my breath. My will is controlled by the Father. My intellect is overshadowed by Jesus as I have the mind of Christ. My memory is consecrated to the Holy Spirit and the love of God, that the power of the Father is breathing in me. The wisdom of the Son is thinking in me. The love of the Spirit, that you become a portal for God. And you are just at rest at all times, because it is when you are at rest in divine union with the Lord that the Spirit of God can flow through you and the power of God operates in you.
The power of God operates in you. Oh, yes. How we need the power of God. Jesus said, you'll be my witnesses, and you'll have power to do things, power to heal the sick, power to cast out demons. He promised that power. It is better for you that I go away, he said. For if I go away, I will send the Holy Spirit. And you know what? Most people have no idea about the power of the Holy Spirit. They have no idea. Because when you have that experience of Pentecost, Christ is the center of your life. Christ is the center of your proclamation. Lord Jesus Christ, the Spirit always witnesses to the Lord Jesus Christ. Not to me, not even to the church, but to the Lord Jesus Christ. I learned that in 1968. No one taught me that. When I met people, I would start talking to them about Jesus. I remember going to Gloucester, where I was a seminarian, and there was a man that I picked up as a hitchhiker. And when he got into the car, he had a bag. And he's pissing in his bag, and I'm thinking, he's got a gun in that bag. So I started to tell him that I was a seminarian, and he said, what's that mean? He had no idea what that meant. Then I started to tell him about Jesus, that Jesus loved him, that Jesus had a plan for his life. And then he told me, he said, you know, I was driving the school bus and backing it up, and I hit a little girl and she died. And he was tormented with guilt. And we prayed. We prayed for forgiveness. We prayed for the presence of God. And when I left him, I believe God did something for him that only God could do. He told me I was backing up my bus and I hit a little girl and she died. You know, everyone has their secrets, their pain. You only need to be open to listen to them. And God knows who to send them to, that they would listen attentively. And that's one of the things we've lost, the ear of listening, the heart of listening. Oh, yes, we have all the answers. Oh, no. Jesus listened to the people. Jesus not only spoke, but he listened. He knew what they needed. And he gave people what they needed. And he still does give people what we need. And what do we need? It's not a what. It's a who. We need him. We need Jesus Christ. We need his presence. We need the Holy Spirit. That's what we need. You see, the church needs the outpouring of the Spirit as its life. Not only on Pentecost, but every day, we need that outpouring of the Spirit that witnesses to Christ. When the Spirit comes, he will witness to Jesus Christ, not even to the church. Who do you witness to? This broadcast has been on since 1984, witnessing to Jesus Christ. That's our vocation. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses. Ah, my. Who's talking? Jesus. And when the Spirit comes, He makes Jesus your contemporary. He makes Jesus your contemporary. That's what happens when Pentecost comes. This Jesus whom you crucified, God has raised up to be both Lord and Messiah.
And we need Jesus, but Jesus needs you. Today, Jesus needs you, the same God that created the heavens and the earth. He wants to dwell within you. He wants to give life to your mortal body. He wants to put the same power of creation within you. He wants to put the power to heal, to bring people salvation, to bring people into the kingdom of God within you. But you need to surrender to Jesus. You need to allow your mortal bodies to be a living sacrifice to the living God. That Jesus wants to dwell within you and give you more than you could ask, think, or imagine. But the Holy Spirit comes so that you can die to yourself. Because it is only when we, you, me, die to ourselves and die to our desires and die to what we want is then that we can live for Jesus Christ. Is then that we can live for the life that God destined for us before the foundations of the world. In Ephesians, it said that God predestined you for good works for you to walk into them. And when you surrender your life to Jesus, you walk into your destiny. Not just say the sinner's prayer. That's a good start. But you need to die. You need to die. God loves the smell of death because it is only when we die that we can live. And there is nothing more exciting than a life with Jesus Christ. I had a very, very exciting life in the sense of the world. In the sense of the world, I had everything you could want as a young guy, but I was empty because I lacked Jesus Christ. I lacked the love of God. And everything else you are seeking after, it is a counterfeit. But Jesus says, come to me and I will give you rest. Come to me and I will give you a new life in the power of the Holy Spirit. For I am excited for you, says the Lord. But are you excited for me? For I have divine appointments for you. I have the joy that you have always sought by the power of the Holy Spirit. You know, you never know what Jesus is going to do through you. Sometimes it's like I'm looking at myself and I'm just moving. And it's not me, it's just Jesus. But you know, it's because I've surrendered my will, my life, my memory, my intellect, by grace in the best way I can to the Lord Jesus Christ. We were at the airport in Louisiana. And I was standing in line and suddenly through the other line, a man with hearing aids came in front of me and I just looked at him and I could feel the compassion of God well up in my heart. And I had a shirt on that on the back from the St. John's Youth Ministry, it said, Jesus is King. So I knew he couldn't hear me. So I tapped on his shoulder and I turned around so he could read Jesus is King. And then I signaled with my hand like I was praying and I pointed at him and I said, I'm going to pray for you. And I think he got it, but either way, next thing I knew, my hands were on his ears and I was praying for his ears to open in Jesus' name and that he'd be filled by the Spirit. Now, I didn't lick my finger and put it on his tongue, but I prayed for the overshadowing of the Holy Spirit and I could see that he was touched and he gave me a sign and it meant thank you in sign language. You know, in Italian, it looked like something else. But it looked like an F you. But I was like, this is a good or a bad. But Alexander told me, no, that's good news in sign language. But you see, when I really think about it, I can see it almost as a third person. That it wasn't even me operating on my own power. It was just the Spirit of God operating through me because we have the choice to surrender our life to God. So many people, they're consumed with the exorcisms and afraid of being consumed, being possessed by demons. But here's the truth. You were meant and you were created to be possessed by God. That once you take down your flesh and once you crucify yourself and once you let Jesus dwell within you, and it's not by works, it's by the disposition of the heart, that you just say, Jesus, you know what? Like, I am weak and you are strong. The closer we get to God, the more I move into Jesus, the greater I see my weakness, that truly I am nothing and God is all. I have nothing good within me other than the grace to say yes to Jesus, that I am the greatest sinner, the weakest man. But knowing that fact, it allows me to just give my life over to Jesus. And nothing to do with me or Father Tom. But when you have that heart that you give to God, God will begin to do great exploits through you. And it doesn't glorify you. It makes you realize how much nothing you are. It brings all glory to Jesus Christ. Now, was the man healed? I don't know. I didn't see him take his earphones off. We're about to go through security. But who knows what God did for him in that moment.
You see, God gives us many opportunities. Unfortunately, we miss most of them. We're ashamed. Don't be ashamed of Jesus. Be proud about Jesus. Don't be ashamed. People will think I'm a religious fanatic. I don't care what people
Hallelujah.
Think.
Hallelujah.
I don't care what people think. They're going to think anyway, one way or the other. I'm not into people's minds. I'm into pleasing God. That's what I'm into. And not into people's minds or what are they going to think about me. Who cares?
We care so much what people think, but everyone's just stuck in themselves. They're just stuck in their own mind. Here's a clue. No one really cares about what you're doing because they're just consumed with themselves.
When I was in the seminary, I let people know who I was. I was Tom of Jesus. Oh, I didn't force Jesus on people. But I'm going to tell you, when people were in trouble, they knocked on my door. They knocked on my door because they knew I would bring them before the throne of grace. This is real. I'm not going to hide who I am. Why has this broadcast lasted for over 40 years? Why? Because it's Jesus-centered. It's centered upon the Holy Spirit will bring you to Jesus, will bring you to the power of Jesus, will bring you the name of Jesus. What happened on Pentecost? What did they say? This Jesus whom you crucified, God has raised up to be both Lord and Messiah. The church needs a new Pentecost. The church needs a new Pentecost. I need a new Pentecost. And there's a cost in Pentecost. It will cost you everything. But you know what? It's worth it. It is worth it. Anything that you do will cost you all. I'm going to let God cost me my whole body, soul, and spirit, so that I can be a witness to Jesus Christ. You shall receive power. Have you received power from the Lord? You say, but I'm discouraged. You know what discouragement is all about? It's from another spirit. Get on your feet and say, no more discouragement in the name of Jesus. I'm a son of the Father. I'm a daughter of God. No more discouragement in the name of Jesus. Go into the bathroom and look into the mirror and say, this is the one Jesus died for. This is the one Jesus gave his life for. This is the one Jesus anoints with the power of the Holy Spirit. That's you. That's you. And if you don't do it, you miss what God has for you and through you. Who will be my witness, says the Lord? Who will be the person who tells other people about me so that they could give their lives to me? Who will be that person? I do not witness the church. I witness to Jesus, and Jesus brings them to the church.
And Jesus, he doesn't call the qualified. He qualifies the call. As you step out in faith with Jesus Christ, the grace is there. As you go to someone and open your mouth, the Lord will put the not only his words, but his power. For there will be a divine union from heaven onto earth flowing through you. That I speak the anointing that is upon Father, that is upon my life, begins to fall on you now. That as you lay hands on the sick, people will be healed. That as you speak, the power of God will be released through your words. That as you approach people, you will carry an atmosphere of heaven. So many times I know if I can just get someone close to me, they're gonna walk right into my atmosphere. And what do I carry by grace? I carry Jesus and everything to do with heaven. That may the light of God begin to shine upon you. May the Holy Spirit begin to fill you, begin to baptize you, begin to heal you, begin to fill you with the fire and the glory of God. That before the foundations of the world, you did not choose God, but he chose you. And it is time for you to surrender so you can be used by God and come into the destiny that the Lord has formed for you.
God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.